It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about women who've made important contributions to the world of health and wellness. Today, we're talking about one of the first American women to make a career as a research scientist. The definition of a trailblazer, she was the first female faculty member at Johns Hopkins University, the first woman elected to the National Academy of Sciences, and the first woman to become a member of the Rockefeller Institute. Let's talk about Florence Sabin. Florence Sabin was born in 1871 in Central City, Colorado. Her mother died just 6 years later during childbirth, so Florence and her sister Mary were raised by extended family. Thankfully, her family believed in education for women, and both Florence and Mary went on to attend Smith College. By the time she'd reached high school, Florence's interest and ability in science was clear. In college, she developed an interest in pursuing medicine. The year that Florence graduated from Smith, Johns Hopkins University accepted its first female medical students. Florence was determined to join them, but she couldn't afford the tuition. So she spent the next few years teaching math at a high school in Denver and zoology at Smith. Finally, in 1896, Florence matriculated at Johns Hopkins Medical School. She was one of 14 women in a class of 45. In medical school, Florence was able to bond with a few of her classmates, but found the larger atmosphere distressing. Was she really cut out for this? In 1900, Florence wrote to her sister Mary, saying, "I don't seem to work well under pressure. I need a calm and placid atmosphere. I never get time to do research." Her attention to detail and love of exploration earned Florence a reputation for her work in the laboratory. Professor Franklin P. Moll took her on as a mentee. She'd found her place in medicine. Florence published her first paper while she was still a student. It was called On the Anatomical Relations of the Nuclei of Reception of the Cochlear and Vestibular Nerves. In 1901, she won a fellowship to work alongside Professor Moll in the anatomy department. She also published what would quickly become a standard text for her field, an atlas of the medulla and midbrain. Despite her clearly demonstrated skills, Johns Hopkins initially refused to hire any women. 2 years later, in 1903, they reversed their decision. Florence became their first female faculty member. In 1917, Florence's mentor, Professor Moll, died. On paper, Florence seemed his natural successor for department chair, but again, she was stymied by sexism. The school named a student of hers to the role instead, despite school-wide protests. In 1925, Florence moved on to the Rockefeller Institute to lead the Cellular Immunology Department. Again, she was a pioneer, becoming the first woman to become a full member of the Institute. She also became the first woman elected to the National Academy of Sciences. Much of Florence's research focused on the lymphatic system, a network of tissues, vessels, and organs that help rid the body of toxins. Thanks to her research, we learned that the lymphatic system begins with veins in the embryo. She also specialized in tuberculosis and the ways in which our white blood cells help fend off the disease. Florence retired in 1938, though she still remained active in the scientific community. While back in her home state of Colorado, Florence was asked by local politicians to take a look at Denver's public health situation. She increased trash pickups, combating rat infestations, taught food safety to restaurants, pushed for new quality standards for milk, and helped open a new sewage treatment plant. Perhaps her biggest contribution, though, was a free X-ray program, helping identify tuberculosis in its early stages. Thanks to Florence, Denver's tuberculosis rate was cut in half. Florence Sabin died in 1953, at the age of 81. She paved the way for generations of women scientists, leading by example that the best way forward is to follow your instincts. All month, we're highlighting women in health and wellness. For more information and for pictures of the women we're talking about, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.